May 13, 1926. In the fulfillment of one's duty, there is sanctity. Image of one who operates for human purposes and of one who operates to do the divine will. How our Lord is the heartbeat of all creation. I was doing my usual adoration to my crucified Jesus, and while praying, I felt my sweet Jesus near me. Throwing his arm around my neck, he clasped me tightly to himself, and at the same time he made me see my last late confessor, one. I seemed to see him pensive, all recollected, but without saying anything to me. My Jesus looked at him and told me, "My daughter, your confessor has found great things before me, because when he would undertake an office, a commitment, he would neglect nothing so as to fulfill that office exactly. He was most attentive, he would make great sacrifices, and if necessary, he would even dispose himself to lay down his own life so that his office might be fulfilled exactly. He had a fear that, if he did not operate as befitted his office and the works entrusted to him, he himself might be an obstacle to the very work entrusted to him. This means that he appreciated and gave the right value to my works, and his attentiveness attracted the grace which was needed for the fulfillment of his office. This may not appear to be such a great thing, but rather, it is everything. In fact, when one is called to an office and fulfills the duties pertaining to that office, it means that he does it for God. And in the fulfillment of one's duty there is sanctity. So, he came before me with the fulfillment of his own duties, which had been entrusted to him. How could I not reward him as he deserved? Now, while Jesus was saying this, the confessor seemed to become more engrossed in more profound recollection, and the light of Jesus was reflected on his face. But he did not say even one word to me. Then Jesus resumed his speaking, "My daughter, when an individual occupies an office and makes a mistake, or is not attentive to the duties which his office demands, he may cause great troubles. Imagine one who has the office of judge, of king, of minister, or of mayor. If he makes a mistake, or is not attentive to his own duties, he may cause the ruin of families, of towns, and even of entire kingdoms. If that mistake, if that lack of attention, came from a private individual who does not occupy that given office, it would not cause so much trouble. Therefore, faults in offices weigh more heavily and cause graver consequences. So, when I call a confessor to give him an office, and in this office I entrust to him a work of mine, if I do not see attention and the fulfillment of his duties pertaining to that office, I give him neither the necessary grace, nor enough light to make him comprehend all the importance of my work. Nor can I trust him, because I see that he does not appreciate the work entrusted to him by me. My daughter, if one carries out his office exactly, it means that he does it to fulfill my will. But if one does otherwise, it means that he does it for human purposes, and if you knew the difference between the two. In the meantime, I saw two people before me. One of them went on picking up rocks, old rags, rusty iron, pieces of clay, all things which are heavy and of very little value. Poor one, he struggled and sweated under the weight of that rubbish. More so, since it did not give him the value necessary to satisfy his hunger. The other one went on picking up grains of diamond, little gems and precious stones, all things which are very light, but of incalculable value. My sweet Jesus added, "The one who keeps picking up rubbish is the image of one who operates for human purposes. That which is human always carries the weight of matter. The other is the image of one who operates in order to do the divine will. What a difference between the two! The grains of diamond are my truths, the knowledges regarding my will which, picked up by the soul, form as many diamonds for her. Now, if one loses some of that rubbish or does not pick it up, he will cause almost no harm. But if one loses or does not pick up one of these tiny grains of diamond, he will cause great harm, because they are of incalculable value and they weigh as much as a god can weigh. And if it is lost because of someone who has the office of picking them up, what account will he not have to give? Having caused the loss of a grain of infinite value, which could have done who knows how much good to the other creatures. After this, my sweet Jesus placed his heart within me, and made me feel his heartbeat, saying to me, My daughter, I am the heartbeat of all creation. If my heartbeat were missing, life would be missing to all created things. Now, I love so much one who lives in my will, that I do not know how to be without her, and I want her together with me to do whatever I do. So, you will palpitate together with me, and among the many prerogatives I will give you the prerogative of the heartbeat of all creation. In the heartbeat there is life, motion, heat. So, you will be with me, giving life, motion and heat to everything. As he was saying this, I felt myself moving and palpitating in all created things, and Jesus added, One who lives in my will is inseparable from me, and I do not know how to be without her company. I do not want to be isolated, because company renders the works one undertakes more pleasant, more delightful, more beautiful. Therefore, your company is necessary to me, in order to break my isolation, in which the other creatures leave me.